Chapter 3. If his offering is a sacrifice of peace offerings, if he offers it from the herd, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and kill it at the door of the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood around on the altar. He shall offer of the sacrifice of peace offerings an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver, with the kidneys, he shall take away. Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar on the burnt offering, which is on the wood that is on the fire. It is an offering made by fire, of a pleasant aroma to the Lord. If his offering for a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord is from the flock, male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offers a lamb for his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering, and kill it before the tent of meeting, and Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. He shall offer from the sacrifice of peace offerings an offering made by fire to God, its fat, the entire tail fat. He shall take away close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the inwards, and all the fat that is on the inwards, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver, with the kidneys, he shall take away. And the priest shall offer it up in smoke on the altar. It is food, an offering made by fire to the Lord. If his offering is a goat, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on its head, and kill it before the tent of meeting, and the sons of Aaron shall sprinkle its blood around on the altar. He shall offer from it as his offering, an offering made by fire to the Lord, the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, and the two kidneys, and the fat that is on them, which is by the loins, and the cover on the liver, with the kidneys, he shall take away. The priest shall burn them on the altar. It is the food of the offering made by fire, for a pleasant aroma. All the fat is the Lord's. It shall be a perpetual statute throughout your generations in all your dwellings, that you shall eat neither fat nor blood.